Today's daf, a final daf in the Sechet Sukkah, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Nun Vav. And we got up to the two dots right at the top, seven lines down. Batseret Omer Lo Helach. So, an interesting thing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when it comes to Chag HaShavuot, where we have two different kinds of bread that we have to give out, because we have the Shtei HaLechem, which is being brought to Chayvas HaYom, and then we have the Lechem Aponim when Atzeret comes out on Shabbat. And there we said in the Mishnah, just sort of agav, you know, that when the Kohen hands out to the Kohanim the various portions, he's not allowed to make a switch to give some people matzah from the Lechem Aponim, but to give some people chametz from the Shtei HaLechem. But he gives to each one of them, here's your piece from the Shtei HaLechem, and here's your piece from the Lechem Aponim. But which one does he say first? That's the interesting question, because over here, it says in the Mishnah that actually, I mean, what would you think he says first? Bechora, there's the question of the Tadir v'she'eino Tadir, right? I mean, which one comes first? Bechora, the one that is Tadir, is the one that is the Lechem Aponim, which comes every week. Which one is the one that is coming with Chayvas Hayon? That's the one that comes once a year, which is the Atzeret. And yet, for some reason, we reverse it. Now, Rav says, and this is why we're bringing this in over here, the question of whether something which is Tadir comes before something which is the chova that is specific for the day, or vice versa, seems to be a machlokas between Rav and Rabba Bar Bar Chana, benogea chaga sukkot. Because we have two brachas at the end of Kiddush that we make, right? So we make Shechianu, and we make Leshev Basukkah. Which one comes first? So Rav says, Sukkah v'chakachzman. First you say the Leshev Basukkah, and then you say the Shechianu. Whereas Rabba Bar Bar Chana says, no, you say Shechianu first, and then you say Sukkah. Now, this seems to be involved in the same question, right? In other words, do we say the thing which is Tadir, and obviously Shechianu is said far more often than the Chi of the Sukkah. So Rav says, even though it's Tadir, I say you have to say the bracha of the Leshev Basukkah first, because the Chi of the very day is certainly going to come before something which is a more generalized thing. We always take the specific thing and we put it before the general, right? So in other words, the bracha shahakol, that's going to be like the last bracha that you'll say. And the more specific the bracha is, that bracha is going to come before. So the same thing is true over here. Whereas Rabba Bar Bar Chana says, well, I mean, but you have the chiv of Tadir. So therefore we have to say first Shechianu and then Leshev Basukkah because of the overall rule. Tadir v'sheino Tadir. Tadir Kodem, as we've seen all over, and therefore we'll make the Shechianu. So the first thing, before we get to our Mishnah and its relationship to this Machloket, it seems to the Gemara right away that the direct reference to Tadir v'she'eino Tadir actually takes place in the Beferish Mishnah that we had in Brochas, in the one of the many Machlokas that we had over there between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. And it seems that Rav and Rabba Bar Bar Chana are arguing about that same question. I mean, which is very strange. I mean, how could somebody take the side? Rav would be going like Beit Shammai. So Lema Rav, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Bepluk to the Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, can be afflicted to the Rabbana, because we have this famous Braita that expands on that mission. One of the things in the Braita is the Dvarim Shebein Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, Besu'uda. One of the things that's between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, when it comes to Inyanim during a Suda, is that Beit Shammai says that when you're talking about Kiddush on Shabbos, you first make the bracha of the actual Yom, and then you say Borei Pri HaGefen. So first you do, which is the opposite, of course, of how we do it. We always say the Kiddush first, and the bracha is Birchas HaYayin first, and then we say the Kiddush. Beit Hillel Omrim, but Beit Hillel says, yes, that's exactly what to do, the way we do it. You make the bracha on the Yayin, and then you say the special bracha of the Kiddush. What's the basis of the Machlokas? Beit Shammai explains. I say Mevarach al Yom v'achar kach al Yayin for two reasons. First of all, the Yom is Gorem l'Yayin sheyavo. It's basically, why am I drinking wine now, Bechlal? I don't usually drink wine before a meal. I would usually bring out some wine during the course of the meal. The only reason I'm saying this bracha on the Yayin is because it's Shabbos, and therefore I have to say Kiddush on Yayin is one of the mitzvahs of Shabbos, Zohar. So doesn't it make sense to say the bracha on Yom HaShabbos and then to say the Yayin? After all, it's the Yom that caused the wine to be here at all at this point. And not only that, but for another reason. Look, you were walking down the street. You know, the Shabbos became Shabbos before you had anything to do with it. I mean, it's been Shabbos for half an hour or an hour already by the time you got home from Shul. So then that means that that chiev of the Kiddush Hayom, that was there right away. The Zohar doesn't have anything to do with the wine because the chiev to be Zohar is Yom HaShabbos. That is immediately when Shabbos is Kiddush. So the Yayin hadn't even come to the table. You weren't even at home yet. So obviously, you take care of that first. Whereas Beit Hillel says, no, first you make the bracha, and then you say the Kiddush. Why is that? Well, to counter both your points, I would say 2 points. A, Hayayin Goreim L'Kiddush Teyamer. I mean, basically, I am only saying Kiddush now. I've already been Mekadosh in the Tefillah, right? We davened about by Chul HaShemayim V'Aretz and so on. So, I mean, I'm only saying Kiddush now because of the fact that I have wine and I have a special chiv to make a Kiddush on wine. The same svar applies to bread. If I had bread, it would be bread, but whatever. So, therefore, it makes more sense that the purpose now is only because of the presence of the wine or the bread. Davar acher. And I say, to counter your other point, that Birkat HaYayin Tedira, it's all very nice to say that the Yom is Goreim L'Kiddush, but which one is Tadir? The Yayin is said all the time, Birkat HaYom Eina Tedira. You have one time a week we could say this bracha. Tadir V'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem. Okay, here we go. So Beit Shammai essentially is saying that if you have something that is specific to the day, that's more chashuv than Tadir V'Sheino Tadir. And Beit Hillel is saying, no, that it's always Tadir that is more important than other issues. Does that mean that Rav is essentially saying like Beit Shammai? Which is like, how could that be? He says that in the first night of Sukkot, you're supposed to say, before you say the Shekhiyonu, which is Tadir, you're supposed to say Leshev Basukkah. So how do we get this? Are we saying that Rav is going like Beit Shammai? And Rabba Bar Bar Chana, he's going like Beit Hillel? Says Igmar, not necessarily. It could be that actually both Rav and Rabba Bar Bar Chana can claim that their sheet has nothing to do with the machlokas, because note that there's some question about how to understand the multiple taimim that are being presented by Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Are these separate taimim, each one of which would stand on its own? Or are we saying that in the context of A, then it makes sense to now confirm that with B. So in other words, maybe Beit Hillel would not have said that Tadir V'Sheino Tadir on its own would have been enough to counter the view of Beit Shammai. Maybe he was saying like this, and then Rav would say, look, Ana D'Amrei Afilu Beit Hillel, now Tosfos is not sure whether we are actually trying to say this in Beit Shammai Beit Hillel themselves, or we're trying to say that this is how Rav would say Aliba da Halacha, the overall klal would be impacted, which is not the mashmaot of the Gemara, but this is quite remarkable because we've had this sugya again so many times, and it never was clear what's the interrelationship between the two different tamim that are being given by Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Are they independent tamim? Are they meant to be juxtaposed? A connected A, B connected B? Do they go only together? And this Gemara is introducing a completely new way of looking at it, if in fact we're trying to adjust the shitas of Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. So Rav is saying the only reason that Beit Hillel said over there that the issue of Tadir V'Sheino Tadir is primary is because of the fact that he had his initial response, which is Atkan Lo Kamri Beit Hillel Hatam Elasha Yain Gorem L'Kiddush L'Teyamer. He's still focusing on that fact. And the only reason I am saying this Kiddush over here, even though I've already said Vayechulu, is because I have wine over here. But if not for that, then I would never have come on to say that we would necessarily have said Tadir V'Sheino Tadir on its own. In this case, there is absolutely no interrelationship between the bracha of the Shekhiyanu and the bracha of the Sukkah. Not true? In other words, you're telling me Tadeh v'sheino Tadeh on two brachot, which are interrelated, because I would never be saying bracha B without bracha A. So then it makes sense that, okay, if they are interrelated, so then that means that we have to determine the tadirut. But if they're completely unrelated to each other, and now we have an issue of whether something that is specific is more important than tadir or vice versa, I don't think that this necessarily has anything to do with it, because there's absolutely zero entanglement to the two issues. And the question of Shechayanu and the Birchas Leishet Basukah, I mean, if you're walking down the street and you don't have a sukkah and it's Chagas Sukkot, you're telling me you don't say Shechayanu? Of course you say Shechayanu. So, and if you said a Shechayanu when you built your sukkah, you don't say Leishet Basukah, you say Leishet Basukah. So why would the non-interrelationship be defined by Tadir? Maybe not. So therefore, I see over here, when it comes to the question of the relationship of the Shechayanu to the Birchas HaSukkah, what are you telling me? That he loves man, milomrin at sukkah? If it wouldn't be that we were saying Shechayanu, you're telling me we wouldn't make the bracha on the sukkah? Of course we will. So then that means there's absolutely no connection between the two brachas. Maybe Beit Hillel would agree with me, says Rabbah. In this case, we don't say Tadir. And Rabbah Barbachana could say the same basic idea in Beit Shammai. And he would say, look, I mean, I don't see any reason why we should say that I'm not consistent with Beit Shammai's opinion, because all that Beit Shammai was saying was in the context of the fact that it's the Yom that's Goreim L'yayin sheyavo. Now that's a separate issue. To tell me that the day is more choshev, and therefore I would necessarily have to do the one that is more nogea, the local requirements, than the tidirut. I don't think that Beit Shammai's make that a rule. He's saying when one is the basis of the other. But in this case, what? You're telling me that if I don't own a sukkah, I don't say Shechayanu? Why wouldn't I say Shechayanu? It's exactly the same. So he loves sukkah, milo amrinan zman? Of course I would. That means that there's no relationship. So it could be that if there's no relationship, that dafka, that is when we should look at the tadir v'sheino tadir. So the question over here is, would tadir ve'eno tadir be a relationship between two interconnected brachot? Or on the contrary, is tadir v'sheino tadir telling me, look, there's things that you have to worry about. Each one exists on its own. Which one are you going to do first? So this would be, okay, let's say you have mincha and musaf to daven on Shabbos. You were late for musaf, and by the time you get around to davening musaf, it's already time for mincha. Well, mincha is certainly more tadir than musaf. So then maybe that's gufa when we focus on the tadirut. And then we would, in fact, as we do la halacha, we would be mitpalel mincha first, unless it's in public and then it confuses people. But for a person who's davening at home or whatever, so we'd say tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kaida. So therefore, there is no relationship, I don't think, between the Braita and the Mishnah of the sugya and brachas and our sugya. But our Mishnah, now here we're finally getting to the reason that we brought all this up here, our Mishnah definitely seems to be saying that we take a look at the tadir issue against Rab, because the Mishnah says that the Kohen says, here, take some matzah, take some chametz, in that order. Now the matzah is the lechem apani, and the chametz is the shtei halechem. Now, obviously, the shtei halechem is the main point of the chobas hayom, so it would be keneged the idea of the leishev basukah, right? And the matzah, which is the lechem aponim, which doesn't relate to today as being shvuas, actually doesn't even relate to Shabbos, because this lechem aponim was kavua from last Shabbos. It's not even today's real chiyuv, right? And nonetheless, the Mishnah is saying, first take matzah and then take chametz, which implies that there is a tadirut question that's implied. In which case, we see from the Mishnah that we always go according to the tadirut, even though the shtei halechem is very special, and it's the chayvas hayom keneged the bracha of the sukkah, leishev basukah versus the Shechayanu. So our Mishnah seems to be a tiyuv to the Rav, who claimed that the leishev basukah, which is over here, the shtei halechem, should come before the Shecheyanu, which is here, the Lechem HaPanim, and it doesn't. Amar lecha Rav, you're right, but I'm not going according to the Tana of our Mishnah. It happens to be that there is a machlokas about this issue, and don't pretend to ignore that. It's all very nice that I'm not going like the Mishnah, but take a look at the Braita on this Mishnah, for heaven's sake. So the Braita says that indeed, like the Mishnah in the Tanakhama, Helech Matzah, Helech Chometz, Abba Shaul Omer, Helech Chometz, Helech Matzah. So it's Dafka Abba Shaul says, no, it's the other way around that he used to say, because first it's more choshev to give the Chometz Hayom, which is the Shtei Lechem, rather than to giving the Lechem HaPanim. So I'm going to leave it to Abba Shaul. Why do you think Abba Shaul said that, said Rav? Because of the fact, obviously, that he holds that we go first according to the immediate chiyuv. Dorash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista, lo k'divrei Rav, diomar sukkah v'achar kach zman. We don't paskin like that, to first say the leishah basukkah and then say Shecheyanu. We should actually go and say the Shecheyanu first, and only at the end to make the bracha of leishah basukkah. Whereas Rav Sheish is greater of Yidi Amar, no, Sukkah v'achar kach zman. And in fact, the halacha is like Rav in this case, despite the fact that the Mishnah seems to be against Rav, and that it would be going only Aliba to Abba Shaul if we paskin like Rav, so it would seem. So nonetheless, we're paskining like Rav, that first we should say the Leishah Sukkah, and then we should say the Shecheyanu. Tosfos suggests that maybe the Mishnah is not really as much as a tiyufta and as much of a problem as we made of it, because we took for granted that the idea of the Lechem HaPanim is not viewed as a local chiyuv. Maybe that was not true. Maybe the fact that we are giving out and eating the Lechem HaPanim, or we're being makriv, the levona of the Lechem HaPanim, maybe that does make it more of an immediate thing. And therefore, it's not an appropriate comparison for something that has no immediacy, like the Shecheyanu. And therefore, maybe that's why the Gemara is strangely taking a psak keneged the Mishnah over here, which is brought stam against the Das of Abba Shaul. Maybe the Gemara actually took into consideration that it's not necessarily related. Okay, the next thing that we had in the Mishnah was the strange words. We were talking about the balance of the Mishmar, whose chelik would have been today anyway, but now all the other Mishmarot are there because it's also Yontif, right? So we brought a pasuk, Uba Levi, B'cholavat Nafsho, and he gets a chance, and all the Kohanim that get there get a chance to share equally. So we needed to balance which things are levad b'memkorav el avot, which things go according to the specific mishmar, and which things go according to the mishmarot that are all there together. Ira, it's going to get you one way or the other, so just give up. I mean, as soon as you turn around, it comes back. I see it. It's looking at you. It's saying, this looks yummy, and there's nothing you're going to do. Sorry. Anyway, the illumination is from behind you, so I'm getting the full impact. Okay, so we went through over there all of the different things, and then we had this very unclear statement at the end, which made reference to something that we don't know what it is. It says there's Mishmar, Shizmano, Kavua. It brings the Karbanos Tamid, it brings all of the Nedarim, it brings all of the Nedarvas, and the other Karbanot Tzibur. What other Karbanot Tzibur? There aren't any other Karbanot Tzibur that are Kavuim that I know about. So what did you mean, Latuyemai? We mean Karbanot Tzibur that are not Kavuim. Suppose the Bezdin made a mistake on Yontif, and paskined that something that was a chi of chorus was actually mutter, and most people were nikshal in it, so then we have to bring a par halam davar shel tzibur. Or what if they were matir, some type of thing that was related to avodah zarah? So then they would have to bring seiri avodah kochavim. Are those considered to be korbanot tzibur? Obviously. So which mishmar is zoche in bringing them? That would be, as we said, the Shar Korbanot Tzibur is a Mishmar that's Kavua, because it's not part of the actual Yontev, even though it's very rare. So what? But its rarity is not related to the occurrence of the Yontev. And then it says something that's even more strange. V'hu makriv et hakol. We just said a whole list of the things that he's makriv. What is left out to say the kol? Which kol? Latiyimai. Ah, that's coming to include the Kayetz HaMizbeach. You'll remember from back in Shkolin how all of the different motarot were put into the shofarot that said nedova. Remember? That nedova was used for Kayetz HaMizbeach. Kayetz HaMizbeach means the Mizbeach gets a chance to eat dessert. And what's the dessert of the Mizbeach? Olot nedova that are coming from the tzibur. And what's the monetary basis of that? All of the motarot that were supposed to fall in nedova are put into those six shofarot that are for the different types of motarot. And those korbanos, in the event that there were few, in the event that there were not so many nedarim and nedavos that were being brought during that yontev, and there were not so many shalmei chagiga and shalmei simcha, whatever, if the mizbeach wasn't busy. So in order to provide constant covet for the mizbeach and constant food, so to speak, as a dessert for the mizbeach, we would feed the mizbeach the motarot, which turned into olot hatzibur. And now we have a very special moment over here. Yes, indeed. And this is a special moment for the second sukkah. I'm telling you, I mean, we're getting close to the end.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Better give it your, better give it everything you got there. Nice. Yom Tov Asamuch LeShabbat, Bein Milfaneh, Bein LaAchareh. Now, we've been talking about what happens if Shabbos, you have a Shabbos that comes out during the Yontov. So it's Shabbos Chol HaMoed or Shabbos Yontov. Who gets what? That's all very nice. But what happens if the Yontov is on a Sunday? And okay, how am I supposed to get there? If I'm a Levi, Ababa Chol HaVat Nafsho, I'm not going to be able to travel on Shabbos. So I'm going to have to get there before Shabbos in order to be there for Yontov. So now I'm sort of being coerced. If I want to be part of the Korbanos of the Yontov, I have no choice but to be there at Shabbos, which is not the Shabbos of the Regel. And nonetheless, what's going to provide for me? What rights do I get when I go? Same thing would be true. Let's say Shmini Atzeres comes out on a Friday. Well, what am I supposed to do? If I want to be there on Yontov, I'm stuck. I have to remain there over Shabbos. So what is going to be coming my way as a Levi that was Baba Chol HaVat Nafsho? Remember, that was one of the Chavtalim Mekomos that Levi is called a Kohen. And we're referring to the Kohanim. If we're not going to give them something as rights because they needed to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, comes on our mission to tell us that when a Yontif comes right next to a Shabbos, whether the Yontif comes right before, meaning the end of the Yontif comes before, or whether it comes right after, meaning the beginning of the Yontif comes right after on a Sunday, everyone, even though normally what happened on a Shabbos, you'll recall that what we used to do was that we would split the Lechem HaPonim between the Mishmar Nichnas and the Mishmar Yotzei, who actually changed the Mishmar on Shabbat itself, so that the morning of Shabbat was the Mishmar that had been working all week, and the afternoon is taken over by the new Mishmar that is Nichnas. But in this case, we share it between all of the Mishmarot that had to be there, and they all get the same chelik in the Lechem HaPonim. Chal hiyot yom echad lavsik benatayim. Now, how about if Yontif is on a Monday? I mean, so how many people are really going to take the risk of starting to travel on a Sunday? And what if they live far away and they're not going to make it in time for Yontif and so on? So over there, there's going to be a proportion of people, obviously, who are going to be careful about coming from before Shabbos in order to be there on Monday, because they want to risk coming on Sunday. But, I mean, certainly there are plenty of people who live within range of safely trying to get there during Sunday, and they still have time to be there on Monday, or if the Shmini Atzeres was on Thursday. So there's, okay, lots of people are going to be very nervous about trying to get home on Friday, so they'll stay over. But many people will be close enough to safely stay over, or maybe they have a hotel reservation on the way where they can stay, so that if we don't have to give everybody an equal share, because if there's coercion, they must be there. So what do we do? So in that case, we take into consideration the fact that we're going to have extra people that are in there, but it doesn't seem fair to take away from the two mishmarot, the nichras and the yotze, that are kvuim. And because of that, what we do is if we have that extra day, then the mishmar says mano kavua. Now, when it says over the mishmar says mano kavua, it doesn't mean the single mishmar. It means the two mishmarot that would be switching on today, the mishmar nichlas and mishmar yotze. Take between them 10 chalot of the 12. And the idea would be that the mitakev people that were stuck over here because they didn't want to leave Erev Shabbos, they would be given two out of, that should handle them. So they take two. But on a normal Shabbos, B'Shar Yimot HaShanah, we would split evenly between the new Mishmar and the old Mishmar. So the new Mishmar is called HaNichnas, the ones that are coming in, they would take six of the Chalos, and the Yotze would take six of the Chalos. Rabbi Yudaimer, no, it wasn't done that way. It was actually split unevenly. And the ones that were coming in, they would take seven chalot, which we'll explain in the Gemara why that's true. And the Yotze would take five chalot. And we'll see why this would be true. Another thing that was different is that the Nichnasim, the new Mishmar, would be given their Lechem Aponim in the northern part of the Azara. Why? Because all of the Aveda that they're going to be doing is going to be doing Bitzafan, because obviously anything that is being brought on Shabbos is Kachet Kadashim, and therefore all the work will be Bitzafan, and we want them to focus on that. Listen, guys, here's where you're standing. We're giving you the Lechem Aponim. Remember, everything that you're going to be doing is going to be done in the context of Tzafan. Whereas the Yotzim, we want the Yotzim to be aware of the fact that, listen, don't start making trouble over here. It's your guys' turn to leave, okay? So make sure you get your Lechem Aponim and so on, and then you get out of here. Don't try to do the Aveda when it's really the Schus of the Mishmar Nichnas. So because of that, we bedavka give it to them in the Doraim that it should be clear that they are leaving. But there was one of the Mishmarot that came after Yeshebab is called Bilga. And Bilga was never given a chelek in the north. We embarrass Bilga, which is the 15th of the Mishmaros after Yeshebab, which is the 14th. And they always are given in the Doraim. Not only that, but the Tabat, remember the 24 Tabaot? Well, that's the other 24. The 24 Tabaot were assigned one to each Mishmar. And they were used for the Shkitas HaTameid and so on. And what these Tabaot were very cute. They were these basically closed rings, except that they had an opening that was wide enough to put the neck of an animal through. And then you would turn the Tabat into the floor. They were built into the floor. And you would turn it so that now the opening is now under the floor and it holds the neck of the animal tight in order to prevent any psul in the shechita, that the animal shouldn't be moving around. So each one of those tabaot was assigned to a particular mishmar, but the tabat of Bilga, they cemented it so that it would never be able to be turned around and it was stuck. So if they wanted to have a tabat during the time of their Mishmar, they had to borrow one, which was really embarrassing. And not only that, but each one of the Mishmarot, you remember in Baca, the Bet HaChalifot over there, which we had in the extension of the Ulam in front of the Heichal, behind that on the northern side, there were lockers. And those lockers were kept for the Sakinim of the various Mishmarot, where anybody who's been at the matzah baking knows how nobody will allow you to use their roller. You know, everybody's got their own roller and they put it in a safe and so on. So the same thing is true about a sakin of shechita. I mean, you tell a sheikh, take my sheikh, well, you're crazy. Anyway, so these are things that nobody else can have. So they put lockers there to allow you to be sure that your stuff was there. But Bilga, they cemented the locker shut. So Bilga did not have a locker. The Gemara is going to explain what the heck is wrong with Bilga. Anyway, so the Gemara explains, I don't understand, Yontif comes out before or after? What do you mean? Ilema Lefanel, we said before. You're talking about the first day was on Friday? Is that what you mean? And La'acharea means that the last day was after? I mean, so then that's the regular Shabbos Shabbatot Chag. We just spoke about that. That would mean that Shabbos comes in the middle. But we had a whole Mishnah just a minute ago. Why are we doing this again? No, of course not. Lefanea, when it says that Yontif came out before, it means the last day of Yontif came out on a Friday. And when it says La'acharea, it means the first day of Yontif came out on a Sunday. And that's what it's saying, that my time, why would we let everybody have a chelik? Because look, when it's immediately before or after Shabbos, the Kohanim have no choice. I mean, they're going to have to stay over. They're going to have to come early, right? So because of that, the Rabbanan were metakein, a sense that we can all share together in something. And remember that the Lechem Aponim, there was a special bracha when things were good, and the Lechem Aponim, that even if you had the tiniest bit of the Lechem Aponim, one kezias would be, or some even less than a kezias, would be enough to give them a full sense of a satisfying meal, magically, because it's chus of Lechem Aponim. Remember, the Lechem Aponim is the shulchan from which is blessed bichlal, parnasa, and achila for everyone throughout the years. It's not such a pella that there should be a satisfaction in having a bit directly from the Lechem Aponim. So in order that the Kohanim should be together and everybody would be ke'am echad, the Rabbanon wanted everybody to be able to share. And it didn't matter because we could just give people less and there would always be enough to satisfy everyone during those days. Then if there's a day in between, etc. And then the Mishnah goes on to say that in a normal Shabbos, Tana Kama holds we would share 50-50. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we gave 7 to the new Nichnasim, and the Yotzim took 5. Why did we get that? V'hani tarti ma'avida tayu. So why are we giving the Nichnasim 2 extra lechems above and beyond the ones of the Yotzim? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, well, imagine the psychology, okay? The guys that are coming in to do the second half of the day, they come to the end of the day, okay, who's doing the cleanup? Who's doing the closing of the gates? They are. I mean, the other people walked out. You know, like, okay, you do everything, and then you walk out in the middle of Shabbos. Now you leave the mess to us. So now we're supposed to close up. I mean, that's disgusting. What are we taking care of all of your dirty work for? So because of that, and that's hard, that they're the ones that have to close up the Sharim and so on, we give them the extra 2. I mean, come on. So the next week, they're going to be the ones that leave the mess. I mean, so why? So then just make a deal, okay? Dal bedal, you know? Let's leave it, okay? Let's leave it. Because if you leave us to get the 50-50, then you'll get 50-50 and you're next week, right? And if you insist on taking 7 now, so you're only going to get 5 later. So what's the difference? It's all going to end up being the same, isn't it? Omer Abaya, a gourd in the hand is better than a pumpkin in the bush. Let me tell you, if I get my chance for 7 now, I'll take that 7 now. We'll worry about next week. So because of that, the dal badal doesn't necessarily apply. Rashi understands that the butsina is a small, unfinished grown pumpkin. So that it's the same thing. And that was just a question of, leave it in my field, and then you can come back next week, and it'll be twice the size, right? But Tosis proves that butsina and kara are 2 different meanings, and it's the same idea. It's just a question whether I'd rather take something small now than have to wait for the pumpkin, which is a different species, wait for the pumpkin another week or 2 weeks, even though it's going to be much more. I'll take what I can get right now. Who knows what's going to be next week? Omer Reb Yehuda, you should know that even though the Mishnah doesn't mention it, but Musafim Chokim, they also split the Korban Musaf between the Nichnas and the Yotze. And the reason that this would be okay, because even though the Musaf was actually brought by the Mishmar HaYotze, it was brought by the old Mishmar, and we had already said before that Lakoina Makrivota, he's the one that it should be given Lechol. So we said that that's a given. If you're going to be the one who brings it, then you're the one that's going to eat it. So why is it even mutter for them to be chaylik in the musafim? That's because even though the first aveda is done by the mishmar yotze, when you leave a korban on the mizbeach, it requires during the course of the day multiple flippings of the meat to make sure it's burned properly and so on. It's basically a whole day asek. And the Mishmar HaYotze is also going to be heavily involved in doing that work. So they certainly have a right in terms of the din of HaKohen HaLotzeh. So the question is whether it's true, though. Did we actually split the Musafim? Because it doesn't say a word about Musafim. It says, here, take a look at this price. Mishmar HaYotze, Osa, Tamid Shel Shachar, and the Musafim. And the Mishmarah Nichneset, Osa Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, and the Bezichin of the Lechem Aponim. How come it doesn't say a word about the Musafim? Ilu Musafim Chokin Lo Katane, it doesn't say anything about that Musaf. Says Rav Yehuda, what the heck is that supposed to mean? The Tana wasn't talking about Chalukah. The Tana was talking about who does. It wasn't talking about who eats. I didn't say anything about doing. I said about eating. Hai Tana B'Chalukah Lo Kamayra. He doesn't say words. That's no kasha. Oh, my rabbi, okay, that's true. But I'll bring you another price. How about this price that the Tana Devei Shmuel that definitely is addressing the question of Chalukah? And nonetheless, when it came to this idea of the Musafim, doesn't mention a word. Musafim Chokin Lo Katani. Take a look at the price of the Tana Devei Shmuel. Mishmara Hayotzeit Osa Tamid Shel Shachar Umusafim. Mishmara Nechneset Osa Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim Ubezichim. Arba Kohanim Ayu Nechnesim L'Sham. And that would be two from one Mishmar and two from the other Mishmar, and they would be Cholek Lechem Aponim. So that means we're talking about the Chalukah. Why doesn't it say B'Musafim? It doesn't say anything about being Cholek B'Musafim. V'ilu B'Musafim Chokim Lo Katani, which means that apparently they're not actually split between the Mishmaros to Yufta the Rav Yehuda. Says Gemara, you're right. Okay, this for sure. Apparently, there's no explanation of that. And then it says the Nichnasim are Chokim in the Tzofain. Why? Because we want them to be aware of the fact, listen, you guys are the ones that are now responsible, and your responsibility is all going to be in the Tzofain. We want to make it very clear, these are the guys who are supposed to be getting out of here now. And otherwise, we're going to have all kinds of Kohanim fighting with each other, as Kohanim love to do. And then it says, Bilga always is chalek bedorak, which is a bizoyan. Tana Rabbani, you know why this happened? Ma'aseh b'Miriam bat Bilga. There was once this maisa of one of the daughters of the Mishmar. Doesn't mean bat Bilga, literally. Bat Bilga was a bat of the Mishmar of Bilga. And she was me'miradata. She became a Christian or whatever. And the Ajwan Tabadizar, the Stratyotechat Mimalche Yevanim, is a little before Christianity, but she went over and she married one of the Greeks that were there. And when the Yevanim came in to make all of the problems in the Heichal before the Hanukkah rebellion, she walked over to the Mizbeach and she kicks the Mizbeach with her sandal. And she says, Lukus, Lukus, she says in Greek, referring to the Mizbeach as a wolf, which is, of course, what it is, because that's the Chelko Shel Teref, and that's the Ze'ev Yitraf of Binyamin. But she focused on the fact that, look, you know, you're constantly eating up all of the Mamon Shel Yisrael. I mean, look at that, hundreds of thousands of dollars wasted on this ridiculous Aveda of throwing animals for no reason onto this wolf. How long are you going to be doing that? And you don't do a damn thing for them. Look at what's going on over here. Did you save the Jewish people from the Greeks? Come on. You don't do anything, and all you do is steal their money. And then after the Chashmonaim were victorious, they heard this Maisa, and they permanently cemented the Tabat of Bilga, and they cemented shut the locker room of the locker, I should say, of Bilga, because of that. And some say that actually Bilga as a whole were a bunch of no goodniks, because they would come late to Daf Yomi, to the Aveda. Yesh Omrim Mishmar Tosho Halavo. They were always late. And because of that, you know, here it is. It's time for Bilga to take over. Yeshevav was number 14 is waiting for number 15. 15 doesn't show, so they just keep working. So nichnas yishebav, achiv imo v'shimei shtachtav. So they ended up taking over the Aveda from Bilga, and that is something that is a reflection on the entire Mishmar, and that would be more likely to explain why this affected everybody. Okay, so just to finish up the sugya. So as we learned in the Mishnah, we're holding on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, Bilga L'Olam Choleket B'Dorom. So the Mishmar, with the name of Bilga, always has to act as if they are the Mishmar that is Yotze, instead of Mishmar that is Nichnas, and they do not have the Chashivas that is given to a Mishmar that is Nichnas. Plus, there were all kinds of other things that we did, as we'll talk about. They locked up their locker, they couldn't keep their own stuff there, and they didn't have their own tabat on the floor for Shvita. Why was this? So Tanya Rabbana, Maaseh b'Miriam bat Bilga, she'imira data, v'alcham niseit l'sradiot echad b'malchei Yevanim. So one of the families of Bilga had a daughter by the name of Miriam, and she became a whatever religion she took on in order to marry one of the Greek governors there. And when the Greeks ended up invading the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the Chashmonaim, she would walk over to the Mizbeach and she kicks it with her sandal. And she would call the Mizbeach a wolf. But she called it a wolf, of course, in Greek, Lucus, Lucus. And the reason she called it a wolf is because we also call it a wolf, right? So it's the chelek of Binyamin, and it's the Toref. So we also refer to it as a wolf. But she said, Ad matay ata mechalem momonam shel Yisrael, miyata omid aleim b'shatat chak. Look at all this money that's poured down your throat with all these karbonas for absolutely nothing in return. You never do anything for us. All that happens is you just take all the money. And look at this. Here we are as the Greeks. We're invading. I don't see the Mizbeach being very effective. Anyway, so that was, of course, an awful story. And because of that, Kishishamu Chachamim B'davar, after the victory of the Chashmonaim, and they heard about this terrible story, so they said, okay, that does it. They took the Mishmar's Tabat. The Tabat works like this. It's inside the floor, and it's not a complete circle. So if you twist it, and it goes through a notch in the floor and opens up, you could then put the neck of the animal in it. You continue to twist it so that now the part that was open is under the floor, and the part that's closed is above the floor, holding the neck of the animal. Well, they cemented it into the floor, and there was no way that Bilga would ever be able to use their own. They would have to borrow the tabat from the other mishmarot. So they did that, and also satmut chaluna. They ended up closing the locker of Bilga, where all of the Chof Dalet Mishmarot, each one had a locker to keep the special Sakinei Shvita for that Mishmar. Bilga didn't have a locker. So because of this Maisa, that's why they did this. V'yesh Omrim. Others say, no, that wasn't the reason. The reason that they were Koveya, that they would always be punished this way and they would always be the ones that would be in the south and so on, is because Mishmarto Shoelavo, they were a bunch of lazy bones. They wouldn't come on time. Instead of showing up to the Beis HaMikdash at time for the change of the Mishmaris in the middle of Shabbos, they came a few days late. They didn't care. So because of that, the previous Mishmar would have to take over, which they were very happy to do, of course, they would take over the duties that Nichnas Yeshevav Achiv Imo V'Shimei Shtachtav. So Yeshevav, they took over, and because of that, the privileges of being the Mishmar HaNichnas was taken away from Bilga because they were always late. And AFLP, normally, when you have a Shochein that is a Rasha, then we say Oyla Rasha V'Oyla Shechena. But in this case, they actually ended up being in better shape because of it. How is that? Because they ended up getting the additional value of having additional days of Mishmaris, and they always were a chalik on the northern side. The northern side was more chashev, and that's where the Aveda was done. So now, says the Gemara, now, I understand according to the second approach, so Bishlam Alaman Yomer Mishmar Tosho Helavo, it makes sense that if the whole Mishmar were a bunch of lazy bones who would never come on time, so that's why we punish the entire Mishmar for being that way. That makes sense. Haina the Kansina Lakula Mishmar. But if you're going to tell me that the reason for this problem was because of this one girl, Miriam Bat Bilga, I mean, like, you know, these kind of things happen. And in the best of families. So, like, you know, what are we punishing everybody because of Miriam Bat Bilga? So, Elalaman Yomar Miriam Bat Bilga. Shehimira data. So you're telling me Mishum Barte, because of this one daughter, Katsinila Ladide, so we're going to make a knas on the entire Mishmar because of this one person? Amrabaya, absolutely. In Kiriamri Inchi, you know what people say? People say, Shuta Dianuka Bashuka, the way that a kid speaks outdoors or in school, they didn't make that up themselves. The way that a kid speaks is coming from mommy or daddy. That's for sure. And if, Lamaisa, a kid gets away with talking in a particular way, it's because nobody ever put their foot down. Why didn't they put their foot down? Because they don't give a hang. Because basically they agree deep down. So because of that, indeed, if even one member of a family acts in this fashion, so then that means that people lost all sensitivity in that family. And they all deserve the knas. So shuta dinuka b'shuka, oda avua oda ime. It's coming from mom or dad. Okay, I understand, even if it's coming from mom and dad. I mean, here we're talking about the entire Mishmar. They're just one mom and dad among, you know, 5,000, 10,000, I understand. So why, in fact, are we being kind of the entire Mishmar? Mishum avua v'ime kansina l'kula mishmara. Am Rabaye, you know how it goes. Oy la Rasha, oy la Shchino. So people, remember we had this whole story of the guy in Slobodka who used to cut out the Tosfos that he didn't hold up. So when they asked him, so what do you do about the Tosfos on the other side of the page? Oy la Rasha, oy la Shchino. So this basically comes from the Pasuk, because it's the story that we had mamish in the learning that we did in Negayim. And what does it say over there? So if you have a nega that's on a bayit, that's on one of the stones, and the stone is actually a stone that runs through your house and the neighbor's house. So when you take out the stone, you're wrecking the neighbor's house. Well, what can you do? Oyla Rosh, Oyla Shcheino. So it actually has a basis in the D'oraisa, the way the Torah told us to be naying. So what that means is that there is never a situation where the entire group of people that are associated are not actually deeply influenced by one another. And if something is a klola on one of the members, so then it affects everybody. Toiv l'tzadik, toiv l'shcheino, this we put in order to end with a dover toiv. Shenemar imru tzadiki tov, ki prim al aleihem yochelum. Hadron alacha chalil, uslikala nesechet sukkah. Do we have a Richie? Hadron alacha chalil. There we go. Uslikala nesechet sukkah. Hadron alacha nesechet sukkah vadachalan. Datan alacha nesechet sukkah vadachalan. Lo nitnashe minach besechet sukkah, v'lo nitnashe minan, lo ba'amadein v'lo ba'amada'atid. Hadron alach besechet sukkah, v'hadrachalan. Da'atan alach besechet sukkah, v'da'atachalan. Lo nitnashe minach besechet sukkah, v'lo nitnashe minan, lo ba'amadein v'lo ba'amada'atid. Adon Alak Mesechet Sukkah Vahadrachalan. Daiten Alak Mesechet Sukkah Vadatachalan. Lodit Hashem Inach Mesechet Sukkah Vlot Hashem Inan. Lo Ba'alma Hadein Velo Ba'alma Da'ati. Yiratzom Yilfanecho Adonai Eloheinu Velohi Avoteinu. Shetehe Toratecha Umunoteinu Bolam Hazeh Oteimanu Lolam Haba. Hanina Bar Papa, Rami Bar Papa, Nachman Bar Papa, Achoy Bar Papa, Mori Bar Papa, Rafram Bar Papa, Rochish Bar Papa, Surcha Bar Papa, Ada Bar Papa, Daro Bar Papa. Harevno Adonai Eloheinu et Divrei Toratecha Befinu, Ufiyot Am Mecha Beit Yisrael, Nihye Chulonu Anachnu Vetzetzainu Vetzetzai Am Mecha Beit Yisrael, Kulonu Yodei Shemecha Velomedei Toratecha, Mioivai Techakmeni Mitzvotecha Kili Olami Li, יהי ליבי תמים בחוקיך למען לא יבוש, לעולם לא אשכח פיקודיך, כי בום חיתני, ברוך אתה אדוני, למדני חוקיך. מודים אנחנו בפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולא יאבותינו, ששמת חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש, ולא שמת חלקנו מיושבי קרנות, שאנו משכימים והם משכימים, אנו משכימים לדברי תורה, והם משכימים לדברים בטלים, אנו עמלים והם עמלים. אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר, והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר. אנו רצים והם רצים. אנו רצים לחיי עולם הבא, והם רצים לבאר שחת, שנאמר, ואתה אלוהים תורידם לבאר שחת, אנשי דמים ומרמה, לא יחצו ימיהם, ואני אפתח בך. יהי רצון בפניך, אדוני אלוהינו, כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת סוכה, כן תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה, וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים, יעמוד לכולנו ולזרענו, שלא תימוש התורה מפינו ומפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם. ותתקיים בנו, ותלך תנחה אותך, בשור בך תשמור עליך, והקיצות היית תשיחך. תביא ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים. אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה עושר וכבוד. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום. Unfortunately, it's only a virtual view, but you have to have Besilot Bilvavam, then you can see it.
We don't have a minion.
We have a minion here. Yitgadal v'yitgadash mirabon, yomadu atid yitzchad tevelei chayim etai yavalasak alechei almol b'vnei karta d'Yerushalayim. ולשחלה לחלה בגבה לבהקר פוחנה נוכרו מערו, ולהתווה פוחנה דשמי ולהתרי, וימליך קודשו בריך ובמלכות ויקרי, וחיי חונו ויומי חונו וחיי דוחו בית ישראל, ועגלו לזמן קורי ומואמן.
אמי
שמי רבו מבורך לעולם, ויומי ומיו, יתברר וישתבח ויתפואר ויתרומם ויתנשא ויתאדר ויתעלה ויתעלות שמי דקודשה בריחו ואילה מנקו ברכתה ושירתה תושבחתה ונחמתה ואמירן בעולמה ואמרו אמן על ישראל ועל רבנן ועל תלמידיון ועל כל תלמידי תלמידיון ועל קומן דיוס כביורייתא ויביאת רק אדישה דין לדי וחובתר ויתר יהי להון ולכון שלום הרב אמין שמיו, חינה וחיסתה ורחמי וחיי עריכי, ומזוני רוויכי ופורקנה מן קדום אבון דבשמיו והרב אמרו אמין. יהי שלום הרב אמין שמיו וחיים עלינו, מעל כל ישראל ואמרו אמין. עושה שלום במרמיו. We ask Shalom Aleinu, Yaakov Yisrael, Vimru Amen. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, everyone. Simen Daiv, Mazel Daiv, Mazel Daiv, Simen Daiv, Simen Daiv, Mazel Daiv. I'm not getting any electricity. It's dying. Oh, yay, Lanam. Alone, it's not coming through the electricity. Oh, there we go. Oh, Yisrael. Yeah, it's good now. Lanu, yay, Lanu. Ulechol Yisrael. Yay, Lanu, yay, Lanu. Ulechol Yisrael. Okay. Yay, Lanu, yay, Lanu. Oh, the call Israel.